What's going on?
I'm just talking to you. I do what you do, what you're telling me I should read my Bible, I already do. You ever heard of Ralph Overdahl? Or no?
You ever heard of what?
Ralph Overdahl, by any chance?
Ralph Overdahl. Doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay, so what's your message? I am a Christian, so what's your message? Okay.
Gospel card. Would you like one?
That's my son, sure.
Yeah, like one?
Yeah. We preach the biblical gospel. We lift up Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, the only way to eternal life.
Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of the churches in America would believe that and agree with that. The problem we get to is when you continue on with the gospel. The good news is Jesus came into the world to seek and save the lost and shed his blood and rise again. That's the good news.
Yeah, I already know that.
And he's the only way.
Yeah.
Here's where virtually every church system and American Christian really fall short, and I've been doing this for years, so I can testify to this. They fall short in the application of the good news. I was witnessing to a doctor yesterday, and I met him in a marketplace, and he knows medicine, and he knows how to apply medicine. He knows how, if you're bleeding to death, to put a tourniquet on it and do it, but he doesn't know how to apply the good news. He was telling me faith alone, grace alone is what saves you, and I said, what Bible verse says that? And he tried to show me the Bible, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, that says, by grace through faith, you're saved. It never says alone, because you're not saved by faith alone. James proves against that. So by the shed blood of Jesus, the good news, the Bible says, Jesus' first ministry words, and John the Baptist, the greatest.
Yeah, so what I'm doing here is I'm not here to argue with you. I'm asking what
I'm preaching the gospel to you.
Who's arguing?
I'm preaching the gospel.
I'm right here. I'm a believer. I do gospel ministry as well. Street preaching ministry.
Do you want to hear the gospel or not?
I already know the gospel.
Well, then you tell me what the gospel is.
Oh, my God. This is where you'll get nowhere, buddy. I do the same thing you do. I share the gospel.
You do the same thing I do, so share the gospel with me.
Okay. So,
how do I find eternal life?
So, in other words, you're here just to argue with people. Okay.
Asking you for the gospel is arguing?
No, you're preaching to me, and I come over here.
The Bible
says to
preach the word of God. How do I know what you know and don't know? So, you look like a worldly man to me. How do I know what you know?
And what do you look like? You look like you're wearing a dress.
Did you know God put us? Did you know how God dressed us in Genesis 3 when he shed blood? He put us in tunic-like garments.
So what are your pronouns then? Because you look like you're a girl.
Really?
Okay,
you look like a mocker.
That's
you're
okay.
mocking the things of God.
No,
you don't know the gospel.
No, you're
you're a worldly, feminized man. You need to just go on your way. You just need to go on your way. You look like a worldly, carnal man. You don't know the gospel. You're fooling yourself that you're a Christian. Turn and repent, sir. The wrath of God is coming for you, making mockery of God's word. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, neighbors. Don't listen to false teachers. Worship God in spirit and in truth. So this man drove by once and yelled, I don't go to church. And he came back and you heard that whole audio. He says, what are you guys about? I started telling him what we're about. And he says, what are you preaching at me for? And I said, we're told to preach. How do I know what you know? And then he says, oh, you want to argue? Argue? All we're talking about is the gospel. Guy beeping at me now. This kind of people you meet out here, these people that say they're of Christ, but they don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to test what we believe. They don't want to lift up the shed blood. They don't want to talk about how you apply it to your life. This is the problem with American churchianity. He came out of it, but he probably did what they call deconstruct. He came out of it, but he did not go on in the New Testament body ways. He did not go on in the sound gospel. He did not go on to transform his life. He looked like a very worldly man, trimmed up haircut and all of that, real slick. And I could tell by his fruit. I don't know how worldly he is. I could tell by his fruit. He's not of the Spirit of God, because no one born of the Spirit of God begins to turn away and calls it arguing when you just talk about the gospel. So that's what we see out here. And you got to make sure that you're ready to contend. He came up and sat down like he was all humble and nice, and he turned in to be a worker, not interested in the truth of God. So watch out, saints, if you're out here doing ministry. Make sure you're called. Make sure you're prepared. Make sure you're ready. Absolutely there to give people the truth in love. And it'll take as long as it takes. I was with a man 48 minutes yesterday. I would have sat longer. He had to go. But then people that start mocking and don't want to hear about the gospel, send them on their way quickly. The Bible says, don't entertain a mocker. Love y'all. God be praised.